Onondaga County lawmakers are looking at two packages targeting ethics reform. Both come from an ethics proposal put forth by County Executive Joni Mahoney in June. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, at the root of this flurry of reforms is a long simmering feud between the Mahoney administration and County Controller Bob Antonacci.
District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick, who sits on the county's ethics board, says Antonacci's outside income reffing basketball games and doing book work for personal clients creates ethics questions.
He's the one that's brought us here. I mean, you can check around the state. This is not an issue that is commonplace around the state with other public officials. This is really unique to this individual.
To which Antonacci responds, no one's bothered him about this outside income in the 10 years he's been comptroller until he sued the county over elected officials' pay raises 2 years ago.
Mahoney administration doesn't like the oversight. They don't like the nerves that we're touching. And this is nothing but political revenge.
Which brings us to the two ethics packages lawmakers look at today. One would eliminate all outside income and create a committee to oversee any exceptions. The other requires elected officials to devote their whole time to the job. It limits outside income, and there are certain exemptions. That's the Mahoney proposal. But sponsor Chris Ryan, a Democrat, wants to keep politics out of it.
The clarification and the amendments to the charter clean up what is ongoing and go forward, and that's it. No motivation behind it, just good governance.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.